and hang up on you.
You said you got that sandy soil?
Yeah.
Is it black?
We got some blackjack, what they call blackjack. We got sandy soil. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you can wear the sandy soil. It pulverizes good. It breaks up good. Well, that's about all I can tell you. I mean, you might catch Fred and find out something else about him or about the local area or something. But
can I ask you a few questions about when you were plowing? Did you break ground with would you use something real fine to break the ground up with? Or?
Oh, we had harrows, yeah. Mm-hmm. To break it down. That's after that break the clods, you know, after it's been plowed.
Yes.
We had cultivators to work it, but that was all used after before you'd cultivate it and build your roads up. What you call it is pulverize your land before you plant it. Mm-hmm. Depending on what you're planting. I mean, if you're planting rows, if you're planting sugarcane and stuff, you want your rows pretty good.
Trenches cut by the plow, that was the one. Those were the ones.
Furrows.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They were furrows.
Did you raise hay here?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about when you cut that, how you did it up? You break it up?
Well, we had alfalfa hay, and we had several kinds of hay. We had pea hay, we had regular grass hay we cut.
Yes.
We had a regular mow machine to cut your hay, so we laid, you know, we'd cut it. But now your pea hay was, you had to cut that. You had to done, you had to cut that by hand. And you cut it and roll it over in the row, and then you had to turn it over every day. You had to go out there and turn it over so it would dry, because it was thick. And then, you load that on your wagons and bring it into your barn.
Okay.
You put it in your barn. You had to make sure it was dry. It'd burn your barn down. But most of our pea hay was put in the stacks, what they call hay stacks. They'd build take a pole and stick it in the ground and then put the pea hay around and always put your hay when you put it, let your strands come down. No matter how you put it, always let it, put it around the stack, throw it around the pole, and then work it on down, you see. So whenever it rained, it would run down. It'd never get too bad. They could always reach underneath there and get some good hay.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I wondered how you'd keep that foot without rotting.
It wouldn't rot. The inside would keep just as good as that you put it there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The place where you kept your horses,
But we never put, in other words, you always had a separate place on the side where you put your haystacks, where you build your haystacks out there. You let them into it, and you let them into one sack at a time because they would, they tromp it down sometimes, and it wouldn't take if you put 15, 20 horses and stuff, mules and a cow or something into one haystack. It might last 4 or 5 days, and they'd do a lot of tromping on it too. They'd pull it down and keep pulling it down.
Yes.
But it serves as a good fill.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What did things come packaged in when you were coming up? I mean, how did things, did you go to the store much, or I guess it was right down the road, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that same store right there was one of the stores we bought our groceries from.
When you bought sugar, it came, or?
Oh, we used to get sugar from sugar mill. We got sugar and syrup from the mill. All our sugar was refined sugar from the mill.
Would they still have that over there, or where is it?
No, it went down. It's still got part of it more out. They own a place back there now.
Uh-huh.
It's back here by the bottom out there. What's left of it.
That bottom?
Mm-hmm. Just the holes and stuff out there where they had used to get their water and stuff from it.
What was it like? What did they do there? They made, they would process that cane and make sugar?
Process and make sugar.